Good Thursday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the pre-opening commodity market report. This morning, USDA released its export sales report for the week ending August 2nd. The numbers look like this. Wheat, this year, 32.7 million bushels. Corn, this year, 12.3. Next year, 40.3 million bushels. And soybeans, this year, 5.6. And next year, 13.9. Early calls for cash hog prices today range from steady to $1 per hundredweight lower, with demand seen as variable. Terminals are called mostly steady, with one location higher. Tops from $48 to $52. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $51. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, August 8th, negotiated swine purchases were 16,297. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $63.50 to $79. The weighted average, $72.99, a loss of 57 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $49.02 to $59.50. The weighted average, $55.65. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $12,141. The base price range, $62 to $79.32. The weighted average, $74.53, a loss of $1.84 from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $49.31 to $60, and the weighted average was $56.53. Join us this evening for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. We'll be at the Taylorville Memorial Hospital Auditorium this evening at 7 o'clock. Panelists for this evening's meeting include Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing, Tom Bresner of Assumption Co-op, Harry Cooney of Growmark, and Steve Freed of ADM. That's at the Taylorville Memorial Hospital Auditorium this evening at 7. We hope to see you there. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. And I'm sure one of the topics that will be discussed in a lot of detail this evening in Taylorville would be soil conditions and the moisture, which now across a good portion of west central and southern Illinois are now classified as abnormally dry, with the extreme southern tip of the state being in a moderate drought. Indiana, they've actually seen a little bit of improvement in southwestern Indiana, going from moderate drought to abnormally dry. But the eastern half of Indiana is now in the moderate drought to a severe drought in the northeastern corner. And the only areas of Illinois and Indiana that have seen big improvements to the north. They now have, in effect, an excess of moisture across far northern Illinois, southern Wisconsin, and eastern Iowa, and the northwest corner and in through west central Indiana are now all normal as far as soil moisture. The relief that has been pegged to move across the area now not so certain and not so intense. We will remain warmer than average. We will remain drier than normal across the region for the next week to 10 days. Very few areas in the Midwest will see any increase in soil moisture over the next 10 days. Most of the Midwest will see a net drying, with harshest conditions expected across Kansas, Missouri, southern Illinois, and far west southwestern Indiana, western Kentucky, and areas further to the south in the Delta and in Tennessee. Most of the drier areas will also experience hottest temperatures with a near daily basis, resulting in strong evaporation, preventing any rainfall from lasting more than a few hours before being evaporated away once again. With crop stress being the greatest in the lower Midwestern locations, and net drying from South Dakota, Iowa, southern Minnesota to Ohio and Michigan having little adverse impact because of the recent rainfall that has graced the region. As far as the Delta and Southeast, Wednesday was extremely hot and crop stress was high across much of the region. High temperatures mostly between 100 and 106 degrees. A few locations did manage to hold on to the upper 90s. Carolinas were the warmest areas, with high temperatures in the Delta, mostly in the upper 90s. They did have a few showers that brought as much as 15/100ths of rain to portions of lower and west central Georgia and up to a third of an inch in southeastern North Carolina. Very little rain and warm to occasionally hot temperatures will continue for at least the next week to 10 days, although temperature extremes in the southeastern states not as high as those that we experienced yesterday and we will again today. Crops will remain seriously stressed from the northern Delta through northern Georgia, western areas of the Carolina and Virginia, and late-season crops will likely see reduced crop yields because of this hot, dry stretch that we are going through. As far as the 6 to 10-day outlook across the U.S., that's the period from August 14th through the 18th. Continuation of hotter and drier than normal weather across the majority of the U.S. Below normal temperatures confined to New England, Pacific Northwest. Above normal rainfall limited to western Washington, southern Texas, and the Florida Peninsula, and portions of the Great Lakes and northeastern states where the jet stream will continue to roll across and bring occasional showers and thunderstorms, but that will not dip down into a good portion of the growing area. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat opened at 661 down 1, last trade up 8. December, 675 down 3, last trade up 6 and 3 quarters. September wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 678 and a half, down a half, last trade up 10 and a quarter. December, 699 and a half, down 1 and a half, last trade up 5. September corn opened at 339 and a quarter, down 1 and 3 quarters, last trade unchanged. December, 356 down 2, last trade down a quarter. July, 390 down 1 and a half, last trade unchanged. September beans opened at 859 and a quarter, down 2 3/4, last trade up 2. November, 875 1/4, down 2 3/4, last trade up 2. July, 917 3/4, down 1 1/4, last trade up 2. September soybean meal opened at 232, down 10, last trade up 50. August soybean oil opened at 3702, down 20, last trade down 20. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of Ag Review in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
Export sales in corn, again, not bad this week.
Wow, they were really fantastic in this new crop. It's 40.3 million bushel, 12.3 in the old crop. The trade wasn't looking for anything quite that large, and so we continue to see a lot of export interest in corn on this dip. We are seeing a lot of talk about yields on the report tomorrow morning. That's kind of the big talk, and whether they'll come in at 148 or 155, the trade guesses are somewhere in there. But the market will be up, a penny and three-quarter, maybe as much as 3 cents this morning on the corn based on that export number, I think.
In your estimation, where is the pivot point for bearish-bullish on the yield?
I think we'd have to be pretty darn high in that 154 to be bearish, we probably wouldn't be bullish until we got down around 148, 149.
Take a look at the soybeans.
Soybeans will be up 4 to maybe as much as 6 or 7 cents. Export bookings there were solid. New crop estimates came in just under 14 million bushel, old crop just under 6 million. Continued hot weather, lack of potting, not a lot of rain around. Who received rains have found it very helpful in the Midwest, but this market, I think, will open higher.
And the wheat overnight, new contract highs again.
New contract highs again. We'll be higher again this morning. I think we may be a little more subtly higher, maybe in that 1 to 3 cent higher range. Export bookings came in at 32.7 million bushel at the high end of the trade estimates, but I think we're running into a lot of old news here on world production shortfall. Carryout number's going to be extremely important on the wheat tomorrow. If it comes in somewhere in the 400 or less, I'd be very friendly to this market.
What advice do you have for producers who might want to put some sort of protection on today?
Going into the report, I think you have to be looking at puts, and people that are looking at December corn puts would be the place that I probably probably peg those in the maybe a 340 put and turn around and sell a 420 call against it to get the cost down to around 7 cents. I did notice yesterday that the November $10 bean call looked to be overvalued on this high volatility at over a dime. That may be something to look at doing a little selling as a synthetic short.
Turn your attention to the Merck, please.
We're going to struggle, I think, here at the Merck today in the cattle. We'll be probably down 20 to 40 cents, something along that line. The cash looks a little bit weak. Already starting to talk about on-feed numbers, cuts and placements, so we could see the back months shore up a little bit. On the hog side, the futures will be up slightly, maybe 10, 30 points, something along that line. We are talking about a smaller Saturday kill, may cut back on the gain that we saw yesterday in the hog market.
Always good to talk to you, Ellen.
Thank you.
Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She is in Morton, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.